This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from a hot, humid Ocala, Florida.
Ugh, whatever. Yeah, I'm Jamie Jennings from the sun, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 24th, episode 1220, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Well, good God Almighty, this week's been 2 months long. Lord, I love to hear that Friday 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice to my truck, I head into town.
Jamie,
No one feels sorry for us, by the way. No. The way we gloat all winter long, please. They're like, you deserve this. So
yeah, nobody feels sorry. Right. So we went outside this morning, and we had had a hatch of mosquitoes. Now, we have every other godforsaken bug on the planet here in Florida, but the mosquitoes come and go. And it just happened to be one of those times where apparently we've been getting so much rain that we hatched a batch last night. I went out this morning and I was just covered. The pony, Scooter, I went up to him and his face was black. I mean, he didn't have his fly mask on last night because he takes it off by himself. So I'm trying to put his fly mask on, and well, his face is, I'm trying to get the mosquitoes off his face so I can get the fly mask on and spray him with the mosquitoes. It was just something. The mosquitoes were really bad. Did you know in Russia they actually have a mosquito festival?
What?
Yes, in in one of those cities in the Ural Mountains of Russia, they have a mosquito festival. It's 3 days long, and one of the contests at the mosquito festival is the blood sucking contest, where they you know how most festivals have a queen. Well, this one has the most delicious girl, in which women will be judged based on how many mosquito bites they can receive after standing around in shorts and vests for 20 minutes. An expert panel of judges, including a doctor, examine their bodies, and the winner is the one with the most bites. God.
Is this a joke?
No. And last year's winner was apparently covered in more than 100 mosquito bites in 20 minutes.
Now, who's the current president of Russia?
Putin.
Yeah. So Vladimir Putin has said, you will participate in this or you will be dead.
It's funny. They have one in Texas, too. They have a Texas mosquito festival, but they wouldn't allow this. It's just...
You will stand here and we will put honey on you and you will take it.
I felt like that this morning, though. I got to tell you, I did feel like that this morning.
Well, we're into the mosquito season as well. However, we don't have, like, you know, if my horses are covered in mosquitoes, they're galloping. So your horse is a lot tougher. mine are just, they got, so then we have to switch to daytime turnout, but they have to come in by 5 p.m. Otherwise, they'll run through the electric fence. So they're like, get me in to the barn area, because we don't have mosquitoes up in the barn area, which is nice, but it's in the grass and they gallop.
Yeah. Phew. It was bad this morning. Well, we got them covered in spray. We'll see if that helps.
Yeah. They're toxic now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They're cancer-ridden toxic now.
That's right.
I love it.
I'm covered in spray, too, by the way.
Is that the mosquito halt?
The mosquito halt. We use mosquito halt on the horses, and we also use the EcoVet.
Oh, I want to try the EcoVet, because the mosquito halt is just... It just stinks. I mean,
oh, well, EcoVet's not any better in the stinky department.
Oh, really?
Well, that's EcoVet stinks, but it's a natural stink.
Yeah, it smells like goats, apparently. That's what everybody says. Wendy loves the smell of EcoVet, but she has goats, so maybe that's kind of
why. Wendy's kind of weird, so... I don't
know. Love you, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. We love you.
I'm not trusting.
She usually listens on Fridays. So, hi, Wendy.
still sticking to it. She's a little weird. I love her.
She knows she is too. See, that's the thing. That's what makes her so fun. She knows she's weird.
I know.
Jennifer, what's coming up
on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition? In the spirit of the classics, never go out of style. Senior editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac, Sarah Pearl, is going to stop by to chat about what is perhaps the oldest publication around for outdoorsy folks. Mid-show, we will languish over a week's worth of horsey headlines and a list or two. And then to finish out, really, the EquityMFG.com, really bad ads, takes a peek at the horse world's gathering place for idiocy. That's right, the online classified ad. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Did you know, Jamie, that on average, Americans sleep for 26 years and Canadians sleep for 27 years?
What would they say if you sleep for 12 years?
you're not getting enough sleep.
No, I overslept this morning again.
Yeah, so I figure Canadians get more sleep than we do because it's darker and colder up there. It is just like, oh, let's just go to bed.
See. You know? That's the thing. Yeah. I definitely sleep better in the winter. It must be just that light thing because the sun comes up here. You're like, you better go outside real quick because you're not going outside the rest of the day.
And by the way, I got that random fact from the Old Farmer's Almanac, which I have in my hand. And I'll be giving you random facts. This is, you know, I haven't looked at this in 40 years. And my God, there's some fun stuff in here. So I will be I'll be utilizing that all morning long.
Do you sleep 26 years of your life away?
Isn't that sad?
Really now sad. I'm really going to stop sleeping.
I mean, when you look at it that way. Oh, you want to hear another one? Here, how about this? Over a lifetime, Americans will spend 9 years, 2 months watching TV. And that's at the current average of 2.8 hours a day. And that's probably about right for Jennifer and I. By the time we're done at night, we get about 2 hours in.
Does 2 hours of SpongeBob on repeat count? Or is it like if you watch the same one over and over again?
That only counts towards your shrink bill.
Gotcha.
By the way, Canadians watch less TV than we do. They only watch 7 years, six
They're
months.
They're sleeping.
That's right.
Exhausted.
There you go. That's funny. All right, Daily, anytime. Speaking of Canadians... The Canadians get my Daily Winnie today as their team won the show jumping at the Pan Am Games going on in Toronto. That's right. They beat out the United States and Argentina. Actually, the United States came in third over the weekend or this week. It was very close. The Canada was tied for third after the first round, but ended up taking and winning the thing at the end. It was a nail biter. And the team, the Canadian team was Tiffany Foster, Eric Lamaze, of course, Ian Miller, of course, and Jan Kandely, which I think is how you say that. They were the ones that did that. It was very good for Canada because now they've clinched their spot as a team in the Rio Olympics. United States and Brazil already had it because Brazil is pre-qualified, but Argentina also claimed a spot in the Olympics. So good on Argentina, too. They're actually putting out some good show jumpers in Argentina right now. Speaking of Argentina, later on in the show, if you get bored or if you're interested, I have about a 3-minute piece that I found online from Nacho. How do you say his last name, the polo player? Nacho
Figueroa. You don't have to say polo player. I know if you say Nacho, all women know who you're talking about.
Well, I have this piece where Nacho explains polo in 3 minutes. And let's just say his voice sounds pretty much like he looks.
Is there a video that goes along with this that we can follow along with online?
Yes.
Okay, make sure you post that link. God, this guy is beautiful. Woo!
You'll like him more after this where he explains polo for the people who don't know about polo. So if you wanted that later, we can throw that in on Freestyle Friday. But it's your Daily Winnie time.
Well, we talked about this with Michael Blowen, who is the manager and owner of Old Friends Equine in Lexington, Kentucky, or outside of Lexington, and he's made it. Genuine Reward has finally made it to his new new home at Old Friends Thoroughbred Retirement Center outside of Lexington. For those who don't know, he's a 22-year-old stallion, and he's been standing at stud near Sheridan, Wyoming. Well, he is the only son of Genuine Risk, who won the 1980 Kentucky Derby. She's a filly, and she was just awesome, but she just had such poor times trying to reproduce. So anyway, he was found on Craigslist. Somebody posted him $500 or best offer on Craigslist. And of course, the whole world lit up and said, you have to send him to Old Friends. So Laura Hillenbrand, the author of Seabiscuit and Unbroken, actually ponied up the money. See what I did there? Ponied.
That was
ponied
good,
up the yeah. money, thank you, and shipped him down
bad
to
pun
Old
Friday.
Friends. I know, it's bad pun Friday. Shipped him down to Old Friends. He's finally made it, and he's there, and they're very happy, and he's going to be very happy. So congratulations to Old Friends and Genuine Reward.
Where is Old Friends putting all these horses?
I don't know, but can you imagine how irritated the Kentucky Horse Park is that Old Friends is getting all these...
Who do they have in their Hall of Champions now? They've all died. I don't know if they've replaced them.
I'm going to look that up. Because
they sure don't have many now.
Well, but if you had a choice to live at Old Friends or in a tiny paddock and be paraded around at the Kentucky Horse Park, I'd pick paddock.
I'm picking retirement at Old Friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get fed. Can you imagine feeding all those horses he has there? Man. He must have hundreds at the Kentucky facility now.
Thoroughbreds are so hard to keep, you know? So it's like the feed bill there must be ridiculous.
He's got this big barn. It's been years since we've been there, and the paddocks are nice. They're a good size, and he keeps them all separate. So at least at that point he did. I don't know if he's putting them together now, but he had them all separate. Didn't he, Jennifer? There were no horses out together, except maybe a couple of the little ponies that were there that as mascots. But all the thoroughbreds were out in their own separate paddocks, and they had signs on all of them and everything.
Okay, at the Hall of Champions is Thoroughbred legend Da Haas, Funny Side, and Gopher Gin, as well as AQHA B. Abano, Standardbred Trotter, Mr. Muscleman, Standardbred Pacers, Staying Together, and Western Dreamer, and Won the West.
So Funny Side is still there?
Funny Side is still there, okay. As is Gopher Gin. So there are some horses. So when you go to the Kentucky Derby, when you go to the Kentucky Horse Park, you can go to the Hall of Champions, see some amazing horses, and then go over to Old Friends and see some really amazing horses.
Not like when we were there and got to meet Cigar.
I mean, come on. I'm pouring a little out for my little Old Friend Cigar. Boop, boop. Okay.
Hey, there was this tag sale, this yard sale in summer of 2007, and a family in New York bought a small white bull for $3. This is not us, by the way. This would not be our luck.
Okay, but are you segueing to a story? Okay.
Yes, I'm on. It's Freestyle Friday. I'm on the next thing already. Okay. So they bought this $3 bull at a yard sale, and they put it in their living room, and they threw keys in it and all this stuff. And apparently, they finally this one day said, just bring it to somebody and see, have it appraised. Well, it was a 1,000-year-old specimen of a Chinese Northern Song Dynasty pottery.
That
was estimated to be worth $200,000 to $300,000. They brought it to auction in 2013 in London, and a dealer bought it for $2.2 million. See, this is not us. We would buy a $3 bowl that would be worth 50 cents.
Yeah,
yeah.
They put their keys in it.
Oh, yeah, they were putting their keys in it for years.
Oh, my gosh.
Again,
crazy.
Out of Old Farmer's Almanac. There's all kinds of good stuff in here.
Oh, that's an Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm like, where did you get this story? Okay, random facts thrown in by Glenn will be all from the Farmer's Almanac today, for those who don't know.
I have lots more, too. There's lots of good stuff in here. Again, I had not looked at this. This is great show material, actually, the Old Farmer's Almanac. I should have been using this for the last 5 years.
Well, I've got a great one for you, a list, if you guys want. And Jennifer, I need you in on this, because Jennifer, I am going to present to you, straight from the horse's mouth, they say, the ultimate ranking of Disney horses. Disney horses.
And so the horse's mouth is BuzzFeed?
Of course.
How did I know?
How did you know?
Because they're the ones that do these lists.
Of course, since it is from BuzzFeed, you do know that I had to edit it for time and language.
Yes. Inappropriately. So it's a story about Disney horses that you had to edit for language?
Yes, pretty much. Ironically, yes. There was, I think the F-bomb was in there a couple times. The S word, you know, the word you like to say on the show all the time was in there a lot. So there's also a 27 of them. So we're not going to go through all of them because some of them I was like, what
is
okay. So we're going to start with the ones that you guys all know very well, but you probably don't know their names. The names are Citron and Kajek. And Citron and Kajek are from the Disney movie Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
And Citron was Prince Hans' horse, and Kajek belonged to Princess Anna. Now, they go on to say, well, neither had a large role in Frozen, and they rank really low on the list because as far as loyal horses go, neither score too well. Citron let his owner fall into water in order to wave goodbye with his hoof, and Kajek, on the other hand, gets spooked by a tree branch and abandons Anna straight up in the wilderness. Mind you, it's also like waist deep in snow. He was a terrible horse, but they are like, he was a cute little Norwegian fjord. So.
I had another problem with that Kajek horse because he's white, but he has the mane of a fjord.
He's not white. He isn't the color of snow. I thought he was a yellowish color. Like
no, that's the other one. That's Citron. The one that Princess Anna had was white, and then he had white mane with black stripes.
He was white-ish. Yeah. I think he was a light-colored fjord.
It was all screwed up. Anyway.
No. See, you're wrong. One of the ones moving up the list here, we move to number 24. It's Philippe, and Philippe is the horse in Beauty and the Beast. And they go on to say that, now, mind you, I have had to edit this one wholesale. This may be a controversial statement, but I feel like Philippe was a pretty crappy excuse for a horse. Look how useless he is with the wolves. He literally hides behind Belle. Remember that part? The wolves are attacker, and the horse hides behind her. And they go on to say, and honestly, the whole disaster could have been avoided if Philippe hadn't abandoned Maurice in the woods after being spooked anyway. I don't remember the story that well, but I do know that I remember the horse hiding behind her. I'm like, you're a big giant driver.
This is a non-horse person writing this because my horse would hide behind me too. So yeah, it is pretty realistic, actually.
My horse would have run away like Kajek did and Frozen.
Yes, that's exactly right. So this is pretty realistic.
If it were left up to the horses, these movies would all be very short.
Yeah, exactly. We're out of here.
Scary thing, goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah. Yep. See ya. Movie over. Gaston's horse in Beauty and the Beast is number 21. Not only is Gaston's horse gorgeous, but he's also strong and fearless. He isn't intimidated by, it's funny, he's not intimidated by, you know, the rider carrying torches. There's glowing mirrors, loud mobs. He led the charge to the castle. He's black and he's beautiful. He looked great doing it. So Gaston's horse in Beauty and the Beast, nameless, but beautiful. We move to a movie that I have never seen this movie. I've never heard of this movie. And what are you gasping about?
I know which one you're talking about because you've never seen it. Shame on you.
Home on the Range?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Fantasia.
Oh, yeah. I edited all the Fantasia ones out because I've seen Fantasia and it's just total crap. It's an acid trip for people. And there were a lot of the ones
from
Fantasia.
Like blue horses? What?
Yeah, the dancing baby unicorn and all that stuff. They put all of them on the list. But
I think that the idea for My Little Pony came from Fantasia.
Probably. And again, the guy was on acid. Drugs are bad, kids. Or in this case, drugs probably paid off. So we've gotten, skip down to number 18, which is Buck and Patrick. Have you ever seen the Disney movie Home on the Range?
No.
Okay, these are seriously, if you want to go to the list, I'll post it after this, but these are seriously major adorable Disney horses. They have smiles, they have eyebrows, the whole thing. They look like Disney horses. So it goes on to say that Home on the Range isn't one of Disney's more popular films, but it does feature two pretty iconic horses. This sells me enough to go see this movie. Patrick is obedient, but unfortunately gullible. Buck, on the other hand, is hilarious, smart, and totally brave. I've got to see this movie now because these horses look hysterical. So if you want to Google it, Home on the Range, Buck and Patrick. We're going to skip down to number 16. And again, this horse doesn't have a huge role in the movie, but I like where the author is going because he kind of bases not just on cuteness and Disney face and talking and all that stuff. He actually bases it on horse equine behavior, which is definitely why this horse moves into the next spot. And it's the Princess Horse in Snow White. You're like, Princess Horse in Snow White? I don't remember that. The Princess Horse was kind and gentle to Snow after she was awoken. He waited patiently, like stood there, nice and patiently. What's that like? While she kissed all of the dwarves goodbye, and then he gently carried her into the sunset while she was wearing a big fluffy dress. And so he wins points
for Monty Roberts' willing partner horse.
It is! Oh my God, you're right! Snow White had a Monty Roberts' willing partner horse. We didn't even know. They should put that in the description.
I didn't even remember there was a horse in that movie.
Exactly. Until you see the pictures, and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah. I mean, but you probably haven't seen Snow White.
In about since I was a kid. So,
yeah. The next one is pretty funny. It's from the movie Cinderella, and it's Jacques and Gus Gus. And those are the mice in Cinderella. But when she needed horses, Cinderella's fairy godmother immediately thought to turn the four mice chilling out nearby, which includes Jacques and Gus Gus, into horses. And her intuition was spot on. The guys are unwavering in their loyalty to Cinderella, both as mice and horses.
Have you seen the new Cinderella movie yet? The one David was driving the carriage there at Disney?
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
We'll rent that this weekend.
Yeah, we got to watch that.
Netflix it, baby. Number 13, which is a great horse. It's Captain. Captain. And he is the horse in 101 Dalmatians. Captain the horse, along with Colonel the Sheepdog and Sergeant Tibbs the Cat, play a vital role in the rescue of the stolen puppies. Captain delivers an epic, remember this, back kick. That pretty much showed the villains who's boss in that barn. He was that cute, kind of older looking gray horse, and he, you know, helps rescue the puppies. Enough said.
That's exactly the face that Beaker gives me when I walk into his stall with Wormer in my hand.
That's true.
Oh, that's
yeah, I got exactly that grumpy, confused, don't get near me face. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'll do it. Number 10, who could forget Bullseye from Toy
oh,
Story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's one of the best.
Although he's a toy horse, Bullseye acts like a loyal puppy. He's affectionate. This author goes, he's a little too emotional for my taste, which is why he doesn't rank higher on the list. Why is he emotional? I can't remember.
He's just an emotional horse. And remember, he was with the girl cowboy. I don't know. I we've seen those stories about 100 times.
Aren't they the ones that got locked up in the box for 5 years? They were being they were on the shelf and being saved in the box and not played with.
I don't remember.
So he's traumatized.
Oh, that movie's too sad, and it makes me feel like I need to put every toy that Lucas owns on a shelf and like make sure he plays with them in rotation. You have to play. It's no, like the Velveteen Rabbit.
It's okay.
It's like,
they play at night. You're fine. They're all playing at night. They're
but
good.
I can't box anything up or ship it to Goodwill because, by God, they'll be in the box crying or go to the incinerator. It's terrible. It's exhausting being a mom.
Wouldn't show kids Zazz movies when they're really, really young, like yours. I don't know. I wouldn't. Would you show them that? I'd be traumatized about my toys forever.
I know. It's like reading the Velveteen Rabbit. You're like, I have to love every animal that he has in here, and which is going to be the favorite, and which one can we bring to life, and blah, blah. It's exhausting. All right, number 9 is Major, and Major is from Cinderella, and it says Major may have been overlooked when it came to pulling Cinderella's carriage, but was later able to lead the group of palace horses after Cinderella and her prince were married. He's also hella smart. I can't remember Major all that well, but another reason to watch Cinderella again. And I think I have it on, I recorded it. Now we're getting to the down and dirty here. We're going to get to number eight.
And just to remind everybody who's just joining us, we're doing the top Disney horses.
Yes, yeah. Ranked by our friends over BuzzFeed. Number eight is Angus.
From Brave. Merida's horse.
Merida's faithful Scottish Shire horse. He's large, powerful, and basically is her best friend. Angus can be a little timid at times, but he is easily coaxed by Merida. By the way, you can also shoot arrows off of him, which makes him even more awesome. And bareback.
I had Merida's twin sister on the Stable Scoop show this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her name is Virginia Hankins, and she looks just like Merida. She plays Merida. She's also an equestrian, and she plays Merida in a bunch of gigs and stuff. She's also a mermaid. She has the largest mermaid company in the world. She has 15 mermaids on staff, and they travel the world doing mermaid stuff.
I'm confused. I need to go listen to that show because that is not
from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
She travels. No, that isn't. That's from Stable Scoop this week, episode 362. She's the coolest person. She just travels. She just got.
What do you like? Rent them to come to your house and be like, get in the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Or
I mean,
they just got done this year in Paris. They shipped them over to, brought them over to Paris, and they were in the pool at one of the castles there for what's that week where it's where they show off all the fashion
week?
Fashion week. So they were there for fashion week in the pool while the models were walking by.
There's got to be a shelf life to a job like that.
Become waterlogged or just plain too old.
I can't do it anymore. Just can't do it anymore. Let's move to number seven, and that is Prince Eric.
All full of random stuff today.
Yeah, you are. You're exhausting. Prince Eric's horse from The Little Mermaid. We only get a few glimpses of this nameless horse, but what we do see is epic. Apparently, he jumps something very impressively, and you can go on BuzzFeed and see the GIF for it. We move down to number six, and again, a movie I haven't really seen, and it's the horse is Pegasus in the movie Hercules. Have you seen Hercules?
Maybe a while back.
It kind of it looks animated like that Mulan where the horses are very slopey. Yes. Pegasus may not be slopey. That's a good word.
Roundy.
Roundy and slopey. Pegasus may not be the sharpest tool in the shed. But who cares? He can fly. Apparently,
we've all ridden horses that were a little slopey.
Yeah. Slopey and not very smart. But he's lacking intelligence, he makes up for in bravery, blah, blah, blah. Number five is Samson from Sleeping Beauty. Samson pretty much set the stage for all those. This is what they wrote. Samson pretty much set the stage for all of those other bitches to follow. Although, I love that you have to edit the curse words out of a story about Disney horses. Although he wasn't Disney's first animated horse, he was the first horse that portrayed the lovable but stubborn companion personality. Number four, we moved down and they reached out a little bit, but it's the same thing, is Sven from Frozen. Okay,
he's not a horse.
Technically Sven is a reindeer.
I was going to say, he's not a horse.
He goes on to say, but I could not include Sven on this list. He's a loyal companion to Kristoff, pretty much behaves like a horse, and he's got strong morals, and he's frequently encouraging Kristoff to do the right thing, and that deserves some recognition. But he beat out a lot of horses. Number three, and I've got this on my Netflix, my DVR saved, and Lucas just hasn't wanted to watch it, but I'm going to make him watch it now because the number three horse is Khan in Mulan. Probably
never seen Mulan, I don't think.
Yeah, it's another slopey kind of looking horse.
It's a diet.
Disney's bravest horse. We see Khan run into an avalanche on his own free will in order to save his master. He's almost got human-like intelligence, and he literally rolls on the floor laughing at some point. It's adorable, and he's slopey, and he's cute, so I need to watch it. Number two is Frou Frou from the Aristocats.
Oh, that's an old one.
That is a really old one.
Yeah.
I had to include it because it's number two. She's more than just a pretty steed. During the movie, the catnapper confesses his crime to Frou Frou, which pretty much leads the kittens to being saved. The old girl definitely deserves a top spot on this list, and she wears a fabulous flower hat.
That's 1970, by the way, Aristocats. I was going to say, really? That is really old, yeah.
I saw that in the theater, but I wasn't born then, so I must have seen a remake. All right, and obviously the only horse that's got to be number one, and I would love to hear an argument with this on our Facebook page, is the number one horse is Maximus from Tangled. Obviously, how could I not put Maximus in the number one spot? When it comes to Disney horses, Maximus is the clear winner. He's dedicated, fearless, full of personality. I must add that he can jump over buildings, and he's also skilled with a sword.
There you go.
Can you argue with Maximus?
No, I can't argue with Maximus. I would if we could include the Universal horses, and then we could have Donkey from Shrek.
That's not Disney, is it?
No, it's not Disney. It's not Disney. That's what I'm saying. So we have to give it to Maximus because Donkey's not included.
Well, Donkey might—he still wouldn't beat out Maximus.
I don't know. Donkey wins on the funny factor. He's the funniest horse. Yeah,
gorgeous.
Maximus, yeah, Maximus did have a Tangled. God, it's been a while since we've seen that too.
Oh yeah, see, that's on my that's on my iPad, and it's just watched on repeat. I drive into Carson City. I watched Frozen and Tangled 47 times each direction. So
which is his favorite?
He doesn't like Frozen anymore. He's over Frozen. But if you like, you give him, it's Despicable Me 2, Frozen and Tangled, he clicks on Tangled every time.
Really?
Yeah. Out of those three, because he's kind of over the Minions. I think the Minions movie really burned him out.
It broke him.
That terrible.
It broke him.
It broke him. He doesn't even want to wear his Minions pajamas anymore. Like, no. It's like, you have SpongeBob.
Oh, I'm frozened out. When you go to Disney now, everything is frozen. Oh, it's just frozen everything.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. They just, they're building Frozen rides, and just because it made so much money. It's just everything. All the shows are frozen. I'm just so frozened out from Disney.
Well, you're a grown man going to Disney World. We got to put all that together with the 9-year-old girl who goes to Disney World.
And I will tell you this, and they got two new princesses out of it, so that made them happy. So I got to tell you this. I just saw, by the way, great list. That was found on BuzzFeed. We'll post a link to it. I just saw this morning that they have announced Jurassic World. The next one will come out in 2018.
That means they've already filmed it.
They're already filming it. And the guy you like in it, the main guy, what's his name?
Gorgeous.
He's going to be in it again. But they've already, it's about to become the number three movie of all time in box office at almost $2 billion.
Everybody I've talked to says it's exactly like the first one.
It is.
No terrible Jeff Goldblum in it. So
it is. It's exactly like the first one, but guess what? They're going to be making another one. Let's hope they branch out a bit. Well, we have to get to our guest. We're going to do that right after we hear from our title sponsor today, Kentucky Performance Products. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Have you heard of a yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii? It's a type of probiotic that benefits your horse's digestive tract. Often referred to as S. boulardii, it works in several different ways. One unique property of S. boulardii is that it supports the stimulation of the enzymes found in the intestinal lining. These enzymes help your horse digest starches and sugars in the small intestine. When the sugars and starches are more completely digested, fewer of them escape into the hindgut, where they can ferment and cause imbalances that may lead to colic, diarrhea, and laminitis. Saccharomyces boulardii is found in Nalox Advanced, made by Kentucky Performance Products. Nalox Advanced contains a blend of yeast, fermentation solubles, and stomach buffers. These ingredients work together to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of all ages and stages and is fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Well, a while back on the show, it came up, and I don't know how it came up in conversation, about the Old Farmer's Almanac. And growing up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, heart of farm country, you knew about the Old Farmer's Almanac. It was one of those things that even the Mennonites and the Amish bought, and they don't buy a lot of books, but they would buy the Old Farmer's Almanac. It came up in conversation, and I said to Jennifer, I remember this, I said, Jennifer, is this still around? Do we still have the Old Farmer's Almanac? And she said, yeah, we do. So she managed to find the senior associate editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac, been around for 223 years. Not Sarah, but the almanac. Sarah is here with us. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. I assume you have not been there since 1792.
If you saw my office, you would think I had.
I can just imagine, because the magazine, if your office is anything like the magazine, it's always been very kind of cluttered, and you know, just cluttered is the word I would give. It kind of has that cluttered
but
feel.
But full of information
at the same
time. That's right.
Yeah, important and cluttered all at the same time.
Oh, right. I mean, if I look at my bookshelf, I've got everything from a cookbook by Elvis to Shameless Shortcuts for Everything in Your Life to the Encyclopedia of Weather. I mean, it's just...
Elvis had a cookbook? Hold on. Elvis had a cookbook?
It was banana sandwiches. Yeah. That's right.
It's called Are You Hungry Tonight?
No.
Really?
No, he didn't write it. Somebody else wrote it. Okay. Not by Elvis. No. I think he had better things to do with his time, like eat.
So I got to say, I haven't looked at one. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't looked at an Old Farmer's Almanac in a long time. And now I have one right here, and I've been reading it for the last week. There is so much good stuff in here. And I said to Jamie earlier in the show, I said, we actually should have had this for show prep for the last 5 years, because there's lots of good stuff we can use on the show in here. And it's just really, it still is cool after all these years.
It really is. It really is, and thank you for saying that, because, you know, we all want to be cool, like all the cool kids. And it's a book where no matter what you're interested in, you're going to find something in the Old Farmer's Almanac that you want to read about, whether it's you're interested in your weather, which is what we're best known for, or you want to make a recipe, or you need some gardening advice, or we've always got a couple jokes in the back that, you know, are more, than funny, but, you know. And then we squeeze in all kinds of odds and ends, like this year we had 24 strange things about the universe and an article about where your time goes, and then beauty on a budget, using things like grapes to, you know, for beauty remedies. So it's really, you know, covers, I think, everyone. You'll find something that you want to read about in the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I've been quoting from it on the show all morning, and I'll give another one that does not apply to horsewomen. And that is, the average American woman will spend 6 years of her life doing housework, an average of 2 hours every day. And I can tell you that that is not true for horsewomen.
No.
That would be about 10 minutes, if that. So I'm just saying, it just doesn't apply.
They have more important things.
That's right. They're out in the barn. And American men, horse husbands would be the ones doing the 2 hours of work there. So I'm just clarifying that for future editions. Okay.
Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you. I just thought I'd throw that in. I am there for you, Jamie. Uh-huh. So now I was looking at the weather, which is what you guys are known for, and the farmers all use this, and I assume that's what dated back. Was that one of the first reasons that it was made back in the 1700s?
Well, our founder, Robert B. Thomas, he was a farmer. Yes, absolutely. He also was an amateur astronomer, and he was fascinated by nature, so he took all of his loves and put it together. In 1792, he put out his first edition. It sold for, I believe it was 9 cents. He put about 3,000 out, and his weather predictions were so spot on that the following year he had to print 9,000 editions, because everybody wanted to get their hands on them, because, yeah, everybody's growing crops, and they want to know what the weather is going to be like, because that's their livelihood. And I mean, the rest is history. This is the 2015 edition is our 223rd edition. So, you know, longevity, we love it.
And was it always this size? Was it always like a small, you know, softback book size?
Yes. The older ones were slightly smaller, if you could imagine that.
Oh, really?
And obviously, And they didn't have as many pages. They probably had, you know, 60 or so pages. And now we're all the way up to 272. But yeah, they've always been small. You want to be able to have it handy, put it in your garden shed. A lot of people were hanging it in their outhouses back then. So you needed something small.
I was just going to say, it's a perfect bathroom book. You know, we call it a bathroom book. It is a perfect bathroom book.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And when I go to my aunts and uncles' houses, that's where they put it.
Now, has it always had the astrological stuff?
Not in the very beginning. And the astrology is used for both planting and for, we have a setting eggs, if you have chickens, and you need to know when to set eggs. And then we also have, based on astrology, a best days chart, which has everything from the best day to quit smoking, the best day to get your hair cut, when you should be making sauerkraut, you know, all kinds of different activities. And those are all based on astrology rather than astronomy.
That's funny. I'm looking at July here. I was just looking through July to see the 24th. I love that it gives you when the sun comes up, when it goes down. Now, I assume that's... So I assume that's Eastern time is the way they do that? Eastern daylight time?
Yeah, we have several different editions, right? And you guys probably have the
Eastern,
what we call the national edition. So it's all based on Eastern times. But we also have a Southern edition and a Western edition and also a Canadian edition. And they all have their tides and times are set to their specific locations. But I'm sure you have the national edition, and the national edition is Eastern Standard Time.
Not fair. I need the Western. Can you subscribe to this and have it sent? I mean, first of all, how often does one come out?
It comes out every year. The 2016 will be out the end of August, beginning of September. You'll start seeing it popping up in stores.
And do you guys just make all of it up? I mean, seriously. I'm just kidding. There's so much good information.
Yeah, big secret. I was going to say, we just have a big map on the conference room wall. We're throwing darts. Oh, snow here. Yeah, rain here.
I figured that.
You got it, Jamie. You nailed it.
Snow in July. Yep. It happened. Put it in the book.
Okay, so I'm looking at the map here, Jamie, of the weather forecast for 2015.
Okay.
And the summer for 2015, where we are in Ocala, Florida, says hot and wet. And I got to tell you, we've been having inches of rain every day, and it's been hotter than any other time we've lived in Florida. It's just been the hottest year we've ever lived here. So it's nailed that.
Let me guess that what it says for Arizona is hot and dry.
No, actually, for Arizona, down to about just about Phoenix. You know, I can't see Phoenix on the map here, but down to just about Phoenix, it says hot and wet. And haven't they been getting rain in California now?
They are getting rain now.
Yeah.
Certainly not as much as they need.
Yeah. Well, there's a chance the summer's not over yet. Now, it did say, we look at living in Florida is what the hurricane season will bring. So if anybody's living in the South, the Farmer's Almanac says it will not be particularly active. Storms that do arrive will threaten the Gulf states much more than the Atlantic coast. A major hurricane strike is most likely to occur in late August in the area from Louisiana to eastern Texas. Okay. And I'm glad to say I'm going to Texas here this week, so I'm going to miss it.
So I've always been a huge fan of the Farmer's Almanac, and now that you know, when you can talk to an old farmer who quotes it, and then also a young horse person, you know, it's the book for everybody. But I do want to ask you, now that we're going to be honest, we're going to be real. You've already said you're not making stuff up. Is there a 400-year-old man standing in a room that you just ask all these questions to? Like, how do you write this stuff? How do you know? What's the secret?
I was saying, we have an 83-year-old man.
That's the oldest they have.
Who is our editor-in-chief? He only comes in for about an hour a day, but he's a wealth of information. But no, we are using... science. I'm sorry to tell you, we're using science to make our weather predictions. It's a mixture of solar science, so studying sunspots, meteorology, studying obviously the weather and the atmosphere, and climatology, which is the study of climate trends. So we work with a meteorologist, and he has our formula, and he cranks it out for us every year. And then we actually do sit down, actually in a couple weeks, we'll sit down with him, and he'll tell us how we did in the 2015, because 2016 is coming out, so we need to be able to say how well we did for 2015.
Do you have an average?
We do crunch the numbers.
Oh, good. Well, that my next question is then how at what percentage are you correct?
We are traditionally around 80% accurate. This year, we were slightly above average. Well, this year, which would be the winter of for 2015 is the last winter, not the winter we just had. We were at, I think it was like 84%. And I've heard rumors that we are well above 80% for the winter we just had.
I was looking at the map.
Wait until the meteorologist comes.
I was actually looking at the map for the winter we just had because it was so bad in some places. And it, you pretty much nailed all the places where it was supposed to be bad.
Yeah, including where I live. It was the worst winter I have ever experienced in my life.
Where do you live?
I have lived in New Hampshire for 37 years, and it is the worst. It was the worst ever.
That's why half of New Hampshire comes to Florida in the winter.
That is true.
That's right. Now, this is great. I'm so glad you guys are still around. Now, what do you do online that's different now that, you know, magazines are not as popular as they once were? I assume all of this is online now, too.
Absolutely. We have a fantastic website, simply almanac.com. You can find all the same kind of information you're going to find in the almanac. If you want a digital almanac, you can find it there. You can download it. We have converted them to ebooks as well if you want to buy it for your Kindle or Nook or whatever you have. And we also have a whole lot more than just the almanac. We have cookbooks. We have an annual garden guide. We have just came out the Old Farms Almanac for Kids, Volume 6. So much fun. I think a lot of people don't know that we have that many products. We have calendars. It's just, we're very busy people.
Well, I've already ripped two pages out of today's, Jamie, because this was kind of cool. It is the produce weights and measurements. You know how sometimes it says you need 4 cups of chopped celery, but you're not buying celery by the cup, right? So you're not quite sure how much celery you're going to need. Well, it converts that for you and says 1 pound is 4 cups of chopped celery. So this whole chart has all these different fruits and vegetables and their correlation to like that. So I'm going to hang this on the refrigerator because I could
very
use that
handy
one.
Yeah,
I could use that one. It also says that and this is for Jamie too. Let me see if I can find this. Jamie, here we go. Jamie, one in 50 people are vegans.
Well,
are you surprised it's that high? I thought it'd be like 1 in 1,000.
I don't think I'm surprised. I think it's really taking off, and there's a lot of countries in the world where veganism is kind of the norm.
Yeah, this is Canada, the United States.
Oh,
vegetarians.
So I think you're a vegan.
Yes, vegetarians are 1 in 20, and I was kind of surprised of that too.
Now,
no wonder McDonald's is doing so bad right now.
Yeah. Check the book on 20 years ago. That number would have been a lot different.
That's true. It would be interesting to see that from 20 years ago.
We're taking over the world.
Well, Sarah, this has been so much fun talking about this, the Old Farmer's Almanac. It's still available in all the bookstores and on Amazon and all that stuff, right?
Can you subscribe to it so you get it in your mailbox every year?
You know, you used to be able to get a 3-year subscription, and I'm not sure if you still can. If you wanted to find out, I know that you would need to call 1-800-ALMANAC, but I'm actually not sure. I can't remember.
And it's almanac.com, right, is the website?
Almanac.com. Very simple. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, Sarah, you've been a joy. I can just picture what your offices look like. I have this picture in my mind of what the Mad Magazine offices look like. And then I also have this picture of what your offices look like, and they're not that far apart. So
no, probably not. Piles of paper, books on every different subject. I came in, dropped my bag in my purse. They're still just laying around. I have cooking equipment because I sometimes do television cooking segments. I just have stuff everywhere.
And
a step stool because I need to reach the top shelf.
Please tell me there is a framed copy of every cover on the wall someplace.
We do blow up whatever the current year is and stick it on the walls throughout the building, but we do have a complete collection. I think there's only 2 complete collections. One's in the Smithsonian and one is here because obviously the 1792 and all the earliest ones are really hard to find.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have some fun memorabilia.
They're probably worth money if you see them at a yard sale.
Is there an almanac museum?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, remember I told you about the 84-year-old gentleman that works here? We call his office Judd's Museum because he's just got the most fantastic stuff in his office.
I need to see one, and I want to go.
Yes, we just want to come poke around your office.
Yeah, well, when you come to visit, he does offer tours, and it includes lunch.
Nice.
It's a deal.
Can't guarantee you it's going to be a good lunch, but.
Oh, that's great.
I like peanut butter crackers.
Sarah, you're a joy. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was all great. Right.
Take care.
You guys too.
Well, that was fun. It is fun learning about.
I want to get it now. I just want to buy it and read it and sit down and read it. I've always loved it, and my hay grower swears by it. Swears by the Farmer's Almanac.
There are farmers that just and you know, if they got an 80% accuracy, that's better than your local weatherman. So
absolutely.
I mean, he doesn't have an 80% accurate, and he's predicting the weather today. So there you go.
That's true.
That's a good find there, Jennifer. Thank you for that. It was a lot of fun. Brings back memories, too, when my parents used to get it and have it in the house every year. Well, speaking of almanac, I was looking in here, and there's a lot of products for mosquitoes and flies, believe it or not. And, you know, the best one out there right now in the horse world is Ecovet, and it's because it's a little different. Let's hear about that. And then I have a new song for you, Just One of the Guys from Jared Rogerson. We'll be right back.
All right.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if your horse could enjoy a zone of repellency from pesky flies? Well, he can with Ecovet. Ecovet is an entirely new type of fly repellent that is safe for horses and those applying it, offering a real alternative to toxic pesticides like pyrethrins. Ecovet confuses an insect's normal directional ability, the bug's GPS, if you will. So if it can't locate your horse, it can't bite your horse. Dr. Wendy Ying from the Driving Radio Show has been using it in South Florida, also known as the Jurassic Park of biting insects, and she just loves it. Ecovet's active ingredients are naturally occurring food-grade fatty acids that have been clinically shown to improve the condition of horses with difficult-to-treat sweet itch problems. Ecovet is effective on mosquitoes, ticks, noceums, as well as flies. You can visit Ecovet online at eco-vet.com for more information or to order. You can find Ecovet at Dover Saddlery Stores and Ecovet's on Facebook. Just search Ecovet, E-C-O-V-E-T.
She pulls up in that old pickup, in her dusty cowgirl boots and her faded Wrangler jeans. She's just some cowgirl you've hung out with since she was 17. Now she's 33. She don't seem like the kind ever settled down. She's just riding on a natural mountain high. When she gets bucked off, she'll get up and shake it off. She's just one of the guys. She can rope and ride with all of us. She's cold as ice if you lose her trust. Well, it's no disguise, don't believe those eyes. There's no such thing as a girl who's just one of the guys. If you find a girl like that, don't ever let her go. And take my advice, and don't ask me how I know. She's the perfect summer sunset if she ever lets it show. Trust me, I know. She can rope and ride with all of us. She's cold as ice if you lose her trust. Well, it's no disguise, don't believe those eyes. There's no such thing as a girl who's just one of the guys. Yeah, she's pretty tough. Me wrong, but every woman's heart is a beautiful song, and there ain't no shame in treating her that way. She can rope and ride with all of us. She's cold as ice. Trust. Well, it's no disguise, don't believe those eyes. There's no such thing as a girl who's just one of the guys. Well, she pulls up in that old pickup.
So many ingredients. Police are very dangerous sport, and obviously I also believe that that's one of the parts that I like. You're out there and you can actually die playing, and that adrenaline is part of the thing that makes it exciting. Hello, my name is Nacho Figueras. I'm from Argentina and I'm a professional polo player. I really believe that most of us polo players play polo mainly because of the horses, and then obviously there's so many wonderful things about the sport itself, but my real passion starts with the horses. Polo is a very ancient sport. It's played 4 against 4. The back, or the number 4 player, it's a defensive player. Normally the guy that hits the ball the hardest. The number 3 is normally the captain of the team and makes the strategy and makes more of the passes. Number 2, it's offense and defense. It's just a guy that is running around back and forth and making a, you know, really hard worker, very, very hard worker. And the number 1 is the offensive player, the guy that is up there trying to get the most balls, to score the most goals. The ball is made of plastic. It can go as fast as over 100 miles an hour. We hit the ball with the mallet. The rest of the equipment that a polo player carries is the first thing.
They keep showing them in a very tight shirt.
The other thing we use are knee pads. I personally use gloves on both my hands. We wear a helmet.
Cup?
Goggles.
I didn't say goggles. That.
And white jeans and a jersey. It's pretty easy.
Oh, and there's lots of hot pictures of Nacho now showing up on the video.
Post this link on Facebook right now.
This was put out by Equestrian Life some time ago.
I'll post it on Facebook. A player that is amazing with the ball, and just players that are more warriors. I myself am more of a warrior and a guy that fights more.
Okay, I just posted a hit refresh. Everybody can follow along. Now there's just amazing pictures of him playing polo. And all kinds of profile shots of him just sitting there looking handsome.
My mission in life is really to take polo to the next level and to bring polo to the people.
And to meet every American woman I can.
What I really want and what I really feel that would be the next great thing would be for a kid to open the New York Times that morning and say, "Dad, this is great. You know, there's polo in Governor's Island today. Why don't we go to the game instead of going to the Yankees game? Let's go to polo. I've never seen it before, and I think it could be fun."
It probably would be better than a Yankees game, actually. So there you go. There's Nacho. in the video. I posted it on Facebook, so you guys can. I lost Jamie now. She's never going to be back. She's not going to be
sorry.
Back for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. He's so gorgeous. But then, like, he's just galloping around on this beautiful gray horse. And what makes a guy even hotter is a good-looking horse.
Oh, you noticed the horse? I'm so. Wow.
It's only because it doesn't show the close-up of him.
Oh, you'll get that. There's lots of those coming in this video. That was put out by Equestrian Life, which is no longer around anymore, I don't think. We used to work
with them.
You're
going to have to do the rest of the show yourself. I mean, you guys, for those who don't know, he is the Ralph Lauren model. Like, he is the model for Ralph Lauren. And he is the one shirtless all the time and, like, holding the perfume bottle. He's that beautiful. But he's also an awesome polo player. On a side note, he's a polo player.
That's right. He loves his horses. There you go. I just thought I'd throw that in for all the girls today.
Thank you very much. Now, I just sent you an email, but I don't know if you can post it on our Horses in the Morning page.
An email, or you meant the message you sent me on Facebook?
Well, yeah, the one with the naked girl.
I'll be posting that. I don't think I'll be allowed to post that one on Facebook.
Don't you have, like, an objectification of women Facebook page?
Yes, we do, actually, and I don't think they'll allow me to post it there either. I think Facebook will be taking this one down.
I think it's funny that it's like, so what this picture is the caption is, thank God people finally slow down when I'm walking my horse on the road. And it's a picture of a naked girl leading a horse. Like, yeah. If it's a backside, it's not that bad. But it's pretty funny.
It was pretty funny when I read the caption. Well, I did see there was a caption after a minute or two.
Yeah, sure.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads. We do it every Friday, where it's a time when our listeners submit really bad Craigslist ads, and we have a little bit of fun with them. And it's brought to you by EquityMFG.com. And of course, those are our favorite manure forks ever. We all use them here at the Horse Radio Network. About half our listeners use them. And if you're not using them, you should feel left out and sad. And unhappy because you're not getting the ultimate cleaning experience. You could be enjoying cleaning stalls, couldn't they, Jamie?
Yes, they could. And you know what? When I was at Flag Is Up Farm, I told you guys that I saw that every dude at Flag Is Up, every stall cleaner carries around a flexin' fork. So as I was getting packed up and leaving, they're, offering to help. And so I had my shaken fork in the trailer. And so I pull it out. I'm like, hey, you guys got these? And he holds up his blue fork and I'm like, what do you think about this? And I hit the button and you should have seen the look on these guys' face. Oh my God. And they passed it around. Each one of them had to play with it, and hit the button, all that. And then they were like, I trade. And I was like, I already have a flexin fork. I don't need to trade. He's like, no, the purple one. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not trading for your crappy manure, because they did have a couple crappy ones mixed in with all the good ones. And apparently they told me they all pretty much fight over them. So they were huge fans of the shaken fork. I'm like, you guys need these. You clean enough stalls. They're like, this fun. It's funny. They didn't speak great English, but the shaken fork is an international language. Okay.
That's right. It's Mexican immigrant improved.
Yes.
Exactly. No, you got to get one. I'm telling you, you're going to feel left out if you don't have them. You just got to get one. Just head over to EquityMFG.com. I know they're a little more expensive. Forget that. Just put price aside. Buy it. You will not regret it. You will thank us every single day you clean stalls. So just do it. Just get off your butt and do it.
Tomorrow is July 25th, yes? Which means it's 6 months till Christmas. So it's Christmas in July is tomorrow. Get yourself one tomorrow.
There you go. Hey, that's pretty good, Jamie.
Thank you.
That's radio talk right there.
You're okay.
All right, let's get started with the ads today. Prue. That's a great name, Prue. Prue sent this one in. It's a Facebook post. We don't get these too often. Anybody know how to keep this horse clean? Her pack dock is all wet, and the money she has a dryer pack dock. She has access so we cannot shut the gate off to the muddy, wet pack dock. Because have the dam in that pack dock. P-A-C-K-T-O-C-K.
What is your question again?
I had to read this four times to figure out that pack dock, two separate words.
The paddock.
Is paddock. I did not get that at first. I was going, what the heck is a pack dock? And then, you know, sometimes we read ads and they're Western and we don't quite get the language and it's actually a thing. So I was looking up pack dock and Google and I did not find anything that was a pack dock. So then I finally figured out it was paddock. Yep. Took me a minute.
Like the heel-o-matic from last week.
Yes.
Honey.
Yes, that's true.
That's actually a thing. I'll never forget the time you sent me a message about the header horse. You're like, it's a header horse. What do you think they meant to write then? And I was like, a header horse? That's
a thing. Yeah.
It's actually a thing. I only know about these things because I live out here in Arizona where people use a heel-o-matic with their header horse or whatever.
By the way, I forgot to mention it's a Target gift certificate today for the winner, and everybody's entered to win the Flex and Fork. At the I know
I need a Target gift card.
Is your favorite. Jamie's submitting ads right now.
I am. Gosh darn it. I didn't participate this week. I could have won. All right. Jody sent in the next one. Professional horse riding helmet, $40. I have a 4-H approved professional riding helmet. It was only used 1 year for 4-H and only worn a couple of times. It's on good condition and clean. If has a couple small cracks from being, oh my God. It has a couple scratches from being knocked off the horse. And the foam body has some scratches as well. For pictures, text, don't buy this helmet.
Yeah, don't buy helmets that are cracked. Don't buy any used helmets either. Who wants other people's cooties? That's just gross.
But it's scratched.
And
I mean,
cracked.
We all wear helmets when we go to lesson programs or you take a riding school or whatever when you're a kid. You know, you wear other people's helmets, but don't wear one that's cracked.
And don't, if you've fallen off with your helmet, just don't wear it again. By the way, International Helmet Awareness Day next Saturday, the 1st. Okay. Just remind you.
Good. I need it.
Sonia sent the following win in. Quarter horse, $600. I have a 2-year-old quarter horse for sale or trade asking 600 OBO and would like to trade for gold or Jamie. Guess what else?
Let me guess. Guns.
Guns. Or an outboard motor. Please text for more info and fix.
You know, I've really been wanting a baby quarter horse. And I've got this old outboard motor sitting around. I wonder if somebody would try. Oh, my God. Here's my ad. Like, who writes back to that? Does somebody really have an outboard motor that they want to trade for a horse?
And by the way, I got to tell you something. Gold at what it's worth today, you would have to cut your gold piece in half to buy this quarter horse because gold is worth so much more than $600 an ounce right now. So, yeah.
It's going down, though. So.
Who has gold? By the way, is that a Western? Do you guys all sit around out there with gold in your house?
I do know that a lot of people, when the economy crashed, the movie, the TV show where they got the pawn shop?
Yes. Yep. Yeah,
this guy was like all worried about that. I watched an episode of it and the guy traded his car for gold, but like one of those super old cars because he thought the government was going to shut down and he would need gold.
Well, there you go.
Oh, could have had an old car.
Have a $600 quarter horse too.
Exactly. Yeah. That was a random story. I'm sorry I told that. Five gated jumping horse. Janelle sent this one.
Five gated jumping horse.
Oh. I didn't know the jumping horses.
I didn't know
were
they made
five.
Them. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know they made them. I've got a wonderful 5-year-old gate. Ooh, excuse me. I've got a wonderful 5-year-old five gated mare for sale. She will walk, trot, rack, canter, and gallop. I've owned her for nearly a year, and I just got a thorough bred that's a lot faster. Yeah, that's two words. She is a cross of a saddlebred and a quarter horse and would make a wonderful jumper. She has been in parades, and she trail rides me. Loves me. but my brother can't catch her, so she don't like boys. Is $1,800 OBO. She is tall and stocky. Thanks for looking. God bless. That's a terrible ad. So
so the brother doesn't like her. Could it be just that the mayor doesn't like your brother and not all boys? Maybe your brother's not nice.
I always feel like people should not breed gated horses to non-gated horses. And I'm sure that some of our listeners have wonderful, but they just seem confused. Like,
which gate do I do when I'm jumping?
What do I do? What do I do here? I mean, she rock, walks, trots, canters, and gallops. Oh, and racks. So it's like, when do you throw the rack in there? You know, do I rack in the paddock or do I just rack when you're riding? I mean, I just think that they seem.
Are you saying, Jamie, that you're against mixed relationships? Is that what you're
racist,
saying?
You're racist, Jamie. You're racist.
I'm breedist.
I got to tell you, though, I got to say this. The other day I was riding my bike and there are a lot of horses in our neighborhood. We live in an equestrian neighborhood and a lot of them don't do anything. They just stand out in the field and retired. And the one I had never seen run before, this is horses ancient, got to be 30. And it ran. It got spooked by something and ran across the paddock in its tiny little itty bitty steps because it was a Pasifino. It's just so funny because I didn't know it was a Pasifino. It's so old I couldn't tell what it was. And then when it took off in a dead run, its little legs going ding 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 ding. It's just so funny. I just cracked up every time I see them running. I crack up.
Yeah, the foal that's chasing its mom. It's so stinking cute. It's a video online. You'll have to YouTube.
It's a Pasifino.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
With eight little legs going ding 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 ding.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, the horse trailer, by the way, that was a great ad. Thank you, Janelle. You're in the running for sure. The horse trailer is our typical two-horse trailer with the rounded front and entirely made of rust. Horse trailer, $500. Great working trailer with character. Yeah, that's what they all say. Straight axles, working tires, was used as a movie prop. Asking $500.
Did it prop up something? Is that what?
I don't know. If they'd have said what movie, maybe worth more, you know?
I think if you like took your arm, you know how like you put your arm in the wall to lean? If you put your arm on this trailer to lean into it, you would fall through it.
Yes, you would.
There'd be a hole.
But there is one thing that we have never seen before on this trailer. It's actually hooked to a truck successfully. Oh.
That's probably because the arm's broken, the little foot thing, and it's broken. So the only way they could show it off was to hook it up.
You know what? This would be worth a lot more if they'd put the movie in and they had a story behind it, like Chris Hemsworth's ass leaned here, you know, and he signed it or something. That would have been worth a lot more that way.
Yeah. That's true. Get him to sign it. Beth Ann sent in the next one. Llama poo.
I gave you this one this time.
Llama poo, P-O-O-H, like Winnie the Pooh. Llama poo for sale, garden secret. Oh, I see where this is going. Llama poo for sale. Want a gorgeous garden? Healthy flower beds? Try our fresh, organic, clean llama poo. $5 per 10 pounds.
I've never heard poo referred to as clean.
Call or email, bring your own buckets. Terrific garden secret, amazing results.
One of these days, we're going to call one of these and ask if they sell any poo. I got to know.
Who buys poo? Like, you know, if you're thinking of calling this and buying poo, I will give you any other poo you want. I've got chicken poo. I've got dog poo. I've got horse poo. I can get the neighbor's goat. I will sell you whatever you want.
You could be a poo smorgasbord.
Hey, speaking of
poo smorgasbords, I didn't know.
Speaking of goats, poo smorgasbords, I found a goat in the road yesterday. Somebody lost their goat, and I had to take a
goat.
You
wrangled it?
I had a collar on.
Oh.
I walk up to this goat, and I'm like, hello, and it comes right up to me, and it's in the road. And so, of course, I have to bring a damn goat home. And Chad is like, what are you doing with a goat? So I have a goat in a stall, and he's like, we're not keeping a goat. I go, I found it on the road. What was I going to do? It's the neighborhood I live in. But I found the goat owner, and so the goat has been returned. But
did you have to staple up little papers on the telephone poles with this picture?
There's like a little neighborhood Facebook page. So okay. I posted it on there and they were like, oh, we didn't even know it was gone. Apparently it gets out a lot. But can you imagine that I almost got divorced yesterday? Put that in.
Yes, if you showed up with a goat for real, you would
that
be
almost
divorced.
Happened. Yeah. Speaking of goat. Go ahead. Next ad.
And this is also a Facebook post. We got Facebook making an appearance today. Pete is a good broke horse. We are not sure about his age. I used him to improve my riding so I could improve my riding.
How'd it work out?
So I could get more experience. Horse to compete. He does everything you ask. I even stood on his back with nobody holding him and he did not even move an inch. He is black.
We don't know how old he is, know what breed he is, but by God, we know the color.
He's black and you can stand on him. It's because he's hurting so bad and so lame he can't move. But that's nothing.
Thank you, Edna. That's a good one. Now, Lindsay sent in the next one, and you got to click on the ad when it says free whores. Free whores and donkey. And donkey is spelled wrong. Free whores and donkey. I've got a whore and a donkey on a cattle good deal free. Come and get them. I know nothing about them. I know nothing about them. They, the letter R, tame.
Well, they're tame. That's good.
That's a really
bad
ad.
You know what? You don't want a rowdy whore. You need a tame one. It's
but
much
they're
better that
free.
Way.
They're free tame whores. Go get them.
Next one. Misty sent in the following one. Pony, $100. Have for sale a pony stands about waist high. It is a stud. It is almost a year old. Kids have rode it a couple times. It eats grain.
Eats grain.
There you go.
Oh. You that got sets it apart.
A one-year-old stud that the kids have rode a couple times. That probably wasn't a good move by you as an owner, but just saying. It's my opinion.
Killed that thing. Okay, paint mare, $1,700. Sarah Beth sent in this one. Six-year-old mare. Oh, my God, look at this picture. Six-year-old mare, very willing to do anything I ask. I did not have time for her, so just started trail riding, and she is doing awesome. She has been swimming up and down the stairs. She pretty much goes anywhere I ask, and not a bad ad until you see the picture, and it's a hay trailer with a roll bale on it, and the horse has climbed up into the trailer and is eating off the roll bale that is sitting on the trailer, and this trailer does not look like the horse should be standing on it. It's...
I got to tell you, though, when I looked at the picture, I thought as a horse husband, what a brilliant idea. You don't have to worry about taking the bale off the trailer. You just park the trailer in the field. It's perfect.
Oh, as a horse wife, I go, oh, my God, the horse is going to break its leg. So get it off the trailer. But I like it all there.
There was a football game on and I was busy. I just parked the trailer. You could see the guy just doing this thinking it's a brilliant idea.
Look at this horse.
He is. He climbed right up there. He's just fine. Everything's good. Well, that's a good batch of ads today. Who do we want to give the Target gift certificate
to?
You did do a great job reading them. I give you that.
Yeah.
The five-gated jumping horse, Janelle?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That one's just so interesting. The Jody with the bad helmet, though, and all these Facebook posts were really good. There was a really bad trailer. There's llama poo. I mean, it was a good batch. So
you have a tough time being decisive, don't you?
Yes, because I like because she wants it.
Yes, that's right. They're all nobody good. We can't give it to anybody.
Nobody gets it.
Janelle gets it. There you go. Write that down, Jennifer. Janelle gets the Target gift certificate. And, of course, everybody is entered into the contest, the drawing for the end of the month, and to pull out a Flex and Fork. So it doesn't matter whether you won or not. Everybody that submits gets in. Even if your ad is submitted and it never makes it to the show, you are entered as well. Well, next week's kind of a weird week. We have a whole bunch of different things going on, but we will be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're going to be here at the beginning of the week. And you have a great weekend, Jamie.
Thank you very much. You guys, do you have anything fun planned?
Sweat. We're just going to sweat. That's what we can do right now.
Get in that pool.
Get in that pool. Maybe a movie. We'll go see a movie. We're going to go see one that you would hate. We'll let you know which one we see and like so you don't have to go.
Go shopping. I call it free air conditioning if you just walk into a store.
There you go.
Free AC.
It's always really cold here in Florida, so you're good. Yeah. All right, everybody. Take care.
All right. Have a great weekend, you guys. Spay, neuter, gelp.
Wear your helmets. August 1st, Helmet Awareness Day.
I'm heading out right now to go visit Swinsky.
That's his name?
Yeah.
The goat?